This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Ray.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
We have multiple guests here in the studio because we are talking the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which is not only the biggest and oldest queer film festival in Australia. In fact, it's actually the largest queer film festival in the Southern Hemisphere, bringing diverse, passionate, uplifting and informing works of LGBT cinema here to Melbourne. And today we are welcoming onto Joy Breakfast the newly announced program director of the festival, Therese Howard. Thank you so much for joining us, along with MQFF CEO David Martin Harris. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for that generous round of applause.
The crowds go wild in here when we have guests. It's very, very exciting for us all. Congratulations on the new role, first and foremost. Big announcement day today. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I know awareness is only just emerging amongst friends and family and the like. The word has just gone out, so I know that my phone will be pinging like crazy all day today. I'm relishing that prospect. I'll have lots of little correspondences to engage with today with all manner of folk wishing me well and the festival well, by extension.
It must be really exciting, having been to the festival so many times, to be able to actually go, I get to take the reins. I get to have a hand in curating what's going to be seen as a part of this festival.
It's an honour and a privilege. It's not something I take lightly in the least. Yeah, it's tremendously exciting. I've been a long-time attendee. I'm a film fanatic. I'm a festival fanatic. The two worlds combined, film and festivity, is just an equation for good times in my book.
Well, I was actually trying to find a picture of you to use on our socials last night, and I kind of found it really funny where, because I've often done photos at the opening and closing parties of MQFF, and I have lots of them with everyone all together, and I was like, oh, that's fun, but seeing, you know, you there at all of the festivals was kind of wonderful.
And now, Cerise, what are you hoping to bring to this position as the program director?
Well, I mean, I have my own peculiar sensibility that's hard to articulate. What I can articulate is that I have a real breadth of knowledge and passion for the subject and a historical perspective that I wish to bring to the festival. I'm interested in not just looking forward, but looking back as well. I'm very interested in putting a sort of a counter narrative out there to what's been circulating in some of the nastier sections of the right-wing media, that somehow aspects of queerness are new and a bit far-fetched somehow. And I just think this requires some resistance. And so I really want to stress the message that we've always been here and we're always going to be. And we're not through evolving yet either. This is, who knows, it might even be early days. How many more letters to add to the alphabet soup yet? Could be quite a few.
Let's throw them all at it as far as I'm concerned. Now, David, it must be really exciting having Cerise joining MQFF.
Oh, we're so excited, and I'm just absolutely delighted that Cerise reached out to us and we found her. Cerise lives and breathes film festival culture, and that just shone through in the interview process. And I cannot wait to see what she comes up with.
You absolutely do. Like, if you just look at the article that's been put out in The Age this morning, like, that, it's, there's so much that you do. And you actually were also one of the co-founders of Tilda here in Melbourne, the trans and gender diverse film festival that was absolutely fantastic. Now, as a proud queer trans woman, do you want to bring more elevation to trans communities in cinema and the history
do
as
I?
Well? Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's so much more cinema being produced worldwide that is interrogating notions of gender and identity and any number of intersections. And it's so hugely heartening that this is happening globally, from micro-budget films, from places where people really might have some strange stereotypical notions about what sort of cinema emerges from some places that are not typically on the map. Of film festival programming or just awareness here in the West. We've got some very strange Western-centric notions of gender that need some serious decolonizing. So I want to lean heavily into a whole lot of that sort of business. And elevate First Nations stories wherever that is possible as well, because historically there's been so many fascinating ideas and constructs of gender around the world that, I cannot wait actually to dig deep into all of that and share it with Melburnians.
Oh my God, this is really exciting. I mean, it is always exciting each and every year with MQFF. It's a broad program that hits on so many different spaces and parts of our communities and narratives. Cinema is such an important medium that we get to share and be a part of. Do you already have your finger thinking about things you want to try to get to be a part of the festival this year?
I do. Too soon to you can't announce, speak in particulars. Of course, but no. Well, this is day two in the job.
And we like surprises, yeah. Dean. We like to surprise a lot.
And now you get to go out there and experience all that's out there currently. And it's always really interesting to see what we're going to get as a part of the festival.
So as day two of the job, what is in the calendar other than all of the obvious social rubbing shoulders with people today? What is your main focus in your first week of working in this role?
Well, this is just a bit of acclimatisation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of handover documentation, mercifully, that I need to familiarise myself with. My predecessors have, they've raised a high bar, so let's acknowledge them firstly. And I'm very grateful that my immediate predecessor, Spiro Economopoulos, has left me some lovely documentation to rifle through and... So, I'm just getting acquainted with the landscape, my immediate environment here in the Victorian Pride Centre to start with.
Isn't it lovely to be able to come in here to work?
It's a spectacular environment. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. So,
now, tomorrow is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersex Discrimination and Transphobia, where we're being rainbow, we're fighting discrimination. I'm going to throw a final question out to both of you. How is cinema just an important tool for us to use to fight that and combat discrimination towards our communities?
Well, I think that the representation of our community has always been important, and that's the main point. You know, one of the main missions of the organisation is to change people's lives through cinema. And I can't understate how important that is, especially for young people, especially for people coming out at whatever age they are, being able to see yourself reflected on the big screen, your life reflected on the big screen, and even the mundanity of normal life on the big screen really has that impact of, you know, letting people know that their identities are valid, that their gender identity is valid, that their sexuality is valid, and it is the world over. And that's the main important thing for me, and tackling those myths about our community as well. I think it does really change people's lives.
Absolutely.
And then moreover, bringing people together to share in that experience, make it communal, and so that people don't just see themselves on screen but see themselves in the very space they're inhabiting as this happens, and then get to debrief together and get to bond and make friends and strike up any number of sorts of relationships that could emerge in the wake of coming together in the cinema.
Community and popcorn. I'm very here for that.
And a wine.
Well, Cerise and David, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Breakfast. We are excited to see where the MQFF takes us in this coming year.
So am
with this new position.
And congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.